the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamak wa salifi birrika bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, in this excerpt states, Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi, my Allah, my master, my Lord, أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك? Can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? وبعد من طوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك, after your cognition my heart has embraced. ولهج به لساني من ذكرك, after the remembrance of you my tongue has constantly mentioned. واعتقده ضميري من حبك, and my mind has clung to the love of you. وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك, and after the sincerity of my confession and my supplication before your lordship. In the previous episode, we started discussing the concept of monotheism. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك. I have believed, I have professed to your oneness, unity, and I have believed in monotheism. The supplicant is saying that he is muwahhid, he is a true monotheist. We also try to discuss the different aspects of a practical belief in Allah's oneness. Let us continue our discussion from this part. The practical aspects of belief in Allah's oneness that we also discussed in the previous episode is requested from the people by the divine books, by the prophets, by the infallible imams. I assume this is because the most obvious sign of disbelief is like verbal polytheism, is practical polytheism afterwards. That is why monotheism has been the most important aspect of the Prophet's invitation. Practical monotheism is very effective in human life, in a virtualization of this human nature, the nature of which is materialistic. That is why the Prophets have all tried to rescue this man from slavery and imperial powers. They have all explicitly stated that they are determined to purify human societies from polytheism and grant freedom and greatness to those people. And the reason why the pharaohs and the tyrant rulers posed monotheism is because its practical aspect was dangerous for their tyranny. And another reason for the Prophet's invitation to monotheism was that polytheism of some Qi people had resulted in their despotism, as the Holy Quran states, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Surely, they used to behave proudly when it was said to them, there is no God but Allah. We'll be back after a short break.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity? And despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity, no, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
We said about this part of the Kumaya supplication that the most important part of invitation of all the prophets has been monotheism. And one of the main reasons why they invited people to monotheism was that they wanted to cure the proud people. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. This phrase was considered a threat for the oppressors. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, there is no God but Allah. They wanted to oppose, they wanted to oppress other people, they wanted to dominate their nation, and they wanted the others to be deprived from their rights. And confessing to Allah's oneness abolished obligatory obedience to them. This negated their orders and concessions. And that is why belief in Allah's oneness, uniqueness, and the sameness of His essence with His attributes is the perfect monotheism. Monotheism, in its true nature, is belief in the oneness and unity of the Lord, who is the ruler of everything. He is the absolute cause, in whose hands lies life, death, creation, hidden and apparent aspects of literally everything. In other words, it is belief in the Lord to whom people are invited by the prophets, by the imams, and whose rules should be obeyed. It is denying any tyrant and oppressor ruler. So one who confesses that there is no deity save Allah, and none holds any influence in this universe save Allah, and there is neither a might nor power except with Allah, is a real believer. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To be close to you through